Mike DeGubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome once again as we look into the truth of the living God. The Bible tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God says, my word shall not pass away. And beloved, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're considering. That's what we're meditating on, is the truth of the eternal God. Well, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad and thankful for the privilege to come to you today through this means to share with you God's Word. And if you have time and are able to, I hope you'll get your Bible, our New Testament, and join us as we're looking into the truths of the Word of God. Now, you can write to us if you do not have a New Testament. We'd be glad to send one to you, absolutely free and postage paid. And it will be an English New Testament. That's the only translation, that is the only language that we have it available in. But we'll be delighted to send you a copy of it with all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And you can send it to us if you have a pencil and paper, and we'll jot down our mailing address. It will be our pleasure and joy to send you a New Testament, and we'll send you a pocket calendar, we'll send you some Christian literature, we'll send you some gospel tracts, we'll send you our picture and prayer cards so you can pray for us, and we do appreciate the many of you who hold us up in prayer. And so our address is, and quickly let me give it to you so we can get into our study. Our address is, first of all, Bob Griggs. That's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That goes on the first line. On the next line, you'll put capital B O-X, and in front of that you can put a capital P period, capital O period, and then capital B-O-X. The P-O stands for Post Office Box, and so capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825. On the next line, you'll put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio. That was a Southern Ute chief of the Southern Ute tribe. And so again, it's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Comma, capital C, capital O, that stands for the state of Colorado. And then after that, you can put our zip code, and the zip code's very important. It's 81137-0825. That's our zip code, and a lot of times, just the zip code has reached us. Now, I think I told you to put it after Post Office Box, but you don't. You put it after Ignacio, Colorado. I believe I gave you the right information there. And so, that's our zip code, and then, of course, on the last line, if you're overseas, you'll put USA, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, or you can write out United States of America. And we will get your letter, and it will be our joy and pleasure to send these materials back to you. We presently have some new folks that are going to start helping us with our mailings. The ones that have been doing it have not been able to do much of it lately, and so hopefully we'll be able to get more going forth again. So we look forward to hearing from you. Now, we're in the book of 1 John, and we're talking about spiritual warfare. I've given you the testimony of my sweetheart wife, who was threatened for some 3 hours years ago in Hawaii by a demon-possessed man who had a prince demon in him. And you recall that he wanted my wife to go with him to Europe to do a work for the spirit. And she said, "I don't know what spirit you're talking about, but it's not the Holy Spirit of God, because he would never need me to do anything contrary to the Word of God." And you recall how the Lord protected her, and how that when he started to threaten her, she told him that the household was protected by the blood of Christ and belonged to the Lord Jesus, and he fell down on the floor like he had been slugged by someone, like someone had hit him in the jaw. And he fell down on the floor, and he got up shocked, and he said, "Don't talk that way." And she said, "Then you sit down." And to her amazement, he very meekly sat down, and she got him in the car and took him back home, he and his little daughter. And the Lord protected her, and it was Almighty God that looked after her. She was in a spiritual battle with the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. Now remember, beloved, the believer has three enemies: the world system, which presently is under the control of Satan, the world system, the flesh, our old flesh that has indwelling sin, and Satan and his demons. These are the three enemies of the believer that we've been discussing and talking about. And here in 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1 again, we read, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." That is, many false teachers. Even in Christianity, you have to know the Word of God, so you will know whether the man that's speaking is of God or the woman is of God or not, because many false teachers have gone out into the world. Not only in other religions, Satan has devised many false religions to keep people from the knowledge of the truth and to keep people from coming to know Jesus Christ as Savior. As the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, says in Revelation 12 and verse 9, that Satan deceiveth the whole world. He's a master at deception. And that's why he's created many false religions to ensnare people and to put them in bondage and to keep them from coming to the knowledge of the true and the living God, who is made known through the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came to earth to give his life as an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish. That means to die and go to hell and to the lake of fire, but should be given the gift of salvation and eternal life. And, beloved, I received the Lord as my Savior as a small child. Pardon me. That was over 70 years ago. I'm now working on my 80th year in this old earth suit that I'm wearing. And the Lord Jesus came into my young heart and cleansed me from sin and gave me that gift of salvation. You see, beloved, it's not a complicated thing. It doesn't depend upon what we do so far as our effort is concerned. It's simply a matter of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, asking him to come into our life, telling him we know we're a sinner, We believe that Christ Jesus took our sin upon himself. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, that is, our sin, was placed upon him. Every sin we would ever commit was placed on Jesus Christ. That's why God the Father had to turn his back on the Lord Jesus, and Jesus cried out, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It was because of my sin and your sin that Jesus died all alone and gave up his spirit for you and for me. And thus, beloved, 3 days later, he arose, victor over death, victor over hell, victor over Satan and all of his demons, because Jesus Christ is Almighty God. He has all power in heaven and in earth. He is the one through which God the Father created the universe. He is the Word who spoke and brought all things into existence with the power of his Word. Beloved, this is Almighty God who loves you and who loves me and who desires to send his Holy Spirit into our spirit when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, accepting him as Savior. And the Holy Spirit gives us assurance of our salvation. Well, we didn't get very far in our study today, but we wanted to share with you afresh and anew the wonderful truth of knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I've known him for over 70 years, and beloved, he's never failed me. He's always been with me. He's directed my steps and directed my path, and he's over and over and over again heard my feeble cries, my feeble petitions for various needs, and he has provided more than I could ever have imagined. Oh, beloved, how he loves you and me. He loves us with a love that will not let us go if we'll trust him, if we'll put our faith in him, if we will accept him, if we will invite him into our life. He'll give us that glorious gift of salvation and eternal life. He'll cleanse us from sin. He'll deliver us from the bondage of sin and give us life eternal. Won't you ask him in? Till next time, goodbye.